There are no satisfying answers coming from the usual voices of authority on this one.
I hope the school district can work something out there.
That's what Governor Snyder had to say about plans to educate Buena Vista's 400 students. So, okay, let's ask the superintendent, as a reporter did at last week's school board meeting. When might students be allowed to return to school?
I don't have that authority.
Deborah Hunter Harville said the person who could answer that question was the school board president, Randy Jackson.
It's going to take some money to do that.
Money the district doesn't have after the state put a hold on aid payments to recoup close to $500,000 it gave the school system to run a program that it, in fact, did not run.
I just don't have the authority to fix it.
That's state school superintendent Mike Flanagan, who told WJR the district would have run out of money even earlier had the state not bailed it out with loans. But that line of credit has run out. There is one group of people who offered a solution to this mess. Buena Vista teachers offered to work for no pay so they could see their students through the end of the year. But the school district declined that offer. So Marcy Carwat and the district's 26 other teachers are gathering their belongings and wondering what's next.
This is my classroom. I'm going to go over by my desk and pick.
Carwat teaches kindergarten. She's been with Buena Vista Schools for 17 years. Things ended so abruptly, there's still classwork from students that hasn't been picked up. She's rented a storage unit to hold all the posters, crayons, marbles, and other gear she's bought over the years until she figures out what her future holds. But it's not her future she's most worried about. She says she hates the way things ended for her kids, 5- and 6-year-olds who went home on a Friday just like any other and who had no idea that that was it. No end-of-the-year parties. No saying goodbye.
I think the kids at the high school knew more. Our kids didn't know. I'm sorry. This is very sad. Because just having a chance to say goodbye.
I never heard anything like this ever happen to a school. Never heard of it happening.
Thomas Darby has 2 kids in Buena Vista schools. He's heard about the district's plan to balance the books and reopen in the fall. That plan calls for closing the elementary and middle schools. But Darby says he doesn't want his 8-year-old in the same building with high schoolers.
Next year I have to transfer him somewhere.
Some families aren't waiting.
My name is Antoine Cooper. I'm in 6th grade.
Cooper sits at a table with a stack of photocopied worksheets from his new Saginaw District Middle School, where he'll finish out the year.
It's crazy. Then I gotta go to another school and it's only like 30-some more days of school left.
If enough parents decide to do what Cooper's parents did, that will speed the death spiral that's already gripped Buena Vista. And hanging on to its existing students, let alone attracting new ones, gets more difficult for Buena Vista every day its doors remain shut. The Buena Vista School Board has requested a state review that could wind up with the district being run by an emergency manager, but that process takes months, and that doesn't help the 400 displaced students who are missing classes again today. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.